From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The United States is bringing its Southeast Asian allies on board to help navigate North Korea's nuclear proliferation and missile threats. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is hosting foreign ministers from ASEAN on Thursday at the State Department, just days after top diplomats from those countries met in Manila and issued a statement that criticized North Korea's provocation. Tillerson says the U.S. is open to talking to North Korea without preconditions.
We are ready and prepared to engage in talks when conditions are right. But as you've heard me say, we are not going to negotiate our way to the negotiating table. That is what Pyongyang has done for the last 20 years, is cause us to have to negotiate to get them to sit down. We'll sit down when they're ready to sit down under the right terms.
A senior State Department official told VOA that Washington is urging Southeast Asian countries to cut diplomatic ties with Pyongyang. Many nations from this bloc have developed diplomatic relations with the reclusive and rogue regime. FBI Director James Comey told a Senate panel that he agonized over disclosing his agency is looking into Democrat Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server after investigators cleared her of wrongdoing last year. The FBI normally tries not to disclose investigations of candidates shortly before an election, so it won't affect the outcome. On Tuesday, Clinton partly blamed her loss on Comey's announcement. Clinton said she would offer more details and analysis of her electoral defeat in a book she is publishing this fall. An election analysis by a group of top Democrat Party strategists suggests the main reason Clinton lost is because a large number of voters that backed President Obama in 2012 voted for Trump. This is VOA News. President Trump says he'll do whatever it's necessary to reach a Mideast peace agreement, and he believes there's a good chance of bringing Israel and the Palestinians together.
It's something that I think is, frankly, maybe not as difficult as people have thought over the years, but we need two willing parties. We believe Israel is willing. We believe you're willing. And if you both are willing, we're going to make a deal.
Trump's comments followed a meeting with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas in the Oval Office on Wednesday, where Trump said he like to be a mediator or facilitator between the two sides. Speaking through an interpreter, Abbas said, "We are coming into a new horizon that would enable us to bring about peace." French presidential candidates Marine Le Pen and Emmanuel Macron faced off in scathing two-hour debate on Wednesday night, just days before they face each other in a runoff election. Le Pen accused her opponent of being weak on terrorism, while Macron called his opponent a dangerous extremist. An opinion poll, the average, shows Macron still has a double-digit percentage lead over Le Pen heading into next week's runoff election. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull will meet with President Trump for the first time in New York Thursday, but the tone of the meeting will be closely watched following an argument between the two leaders early this year. From Sydney, Phil Mercer has more on the story.
This will be the first time the leaders of Australia and the United States will have met since a heated phone call in January, which made headlines around the world. The meeting between President Trump and Prime Minister Turnbull Thursday will be on board the USS Intrepid, a World War II aircraft carrier that's now a museum in the Hudson River in New York. The discussions will be part of the 75th anniversary commemorations for the Battle of the Coral Sea, in which US and Australian naval and air forces took on the Imperial Japanese Navy. Security issues, including tensions on the Korean Peninsula and trade, are expected to dominate the talks. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Iranian state media says an explosion ripped through a coal mine in northern Iran Wednesday, killing at least 21 miners and injuring many more. An emergency official said at one point as many as 14 people were still believed to be trapped in the mine. So far, no word on the cause of the blast. And one person was killed, nine wounded, when suspected Islamic extremists fired rockets into a United Nations peacekeeping camp in Mali on Wednesday. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.